You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
So I went to college. I was 20 years old.
Wait. Let's go back there. You're blaming this on your mother. You sound like Cam. Why is this your mother's fault?
Your mom fucking is gross when you're a kid. I don't want to see her naked and
who's
drilled
you
by
naked?
Some guy who lives in a fucking van.
Wait a second. If he didn't live in a van,
some
it would be
guy
okay?
In a van with a missing part of his ear? No offense, Dale.
Dale?
But I saw that guy naked.
You know,
and I'm like, okay, sex isn't for me. I'm just going to draw and skateboard.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We're chatting about sex twice a week, once on Mondays, once on Thursdays. Mondays, it's with you guys. We get to answer your questions on castbox.fm.
And Thursdays, we have a special guest. And today is Thursday, and you're going to get the best special guest we've had in a long time.
Oh, you're really ranking high.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. But I'm telling you, he deserves it. He is just naturally funny.
We have Chris Fairbanks on the show. He is a comedian who I just found at a stand-up show I was at, and I don't remember laughing this hard watching a stand-up set as I did this night. I mean, he blew me away with his storytelling, and he does so on this podcast as well. He's also legit as fuck. He has been on Comedy Central, Conan, Last Comic Standing, Jimmy Kimmel. He's been on HBO's Crashing. He's also the co-host of the popular podcast Do You Need a Ride? With Karen Kilgariff.
For those of you who don't know who she is, she's the co-host of My Favorite Murder, one of the most popular podcasts out there.
So we got a fucking stack show for you today. By the way, if you want us to collaborate with any of your favorite podcasts, just tweet at us at Sex Talk Podcast and tweet at that other podcast that you want us to collaborate with, and maybe we can do a little cross-swap sex podcast thing.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know, but I want to collaborate with those people.
So without further ado...
What the hell? We're not ready.
I'm ready. He talks about anal. He talks about squirting. He talks about everything that he's never talked about before, he said. He told us that this is like the only time he's ever been on a podcast that talked about this kind of stuff. So,
and he talks even more so on our Patreon bonus episode, which you would get for our exclusive Patreon family. At patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
It's a membership platform where you can support us. You get special little gifts from us at different tiers. And I suggest you go there ASAP and join.
We also want to thank everyone who's been leaving us reviews on iTunes.
If you don't have an iPhone and you want to leave a review, where can they leave it?
They can go on iTunes.
If they don't have iTunes.
Well, if they can download iTunes
on
any computer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but most people just do it through their podcast app on the iPhone, if you have an iPhone. If not, don't worry. But it does help us, and I wanted to read one that did help us.
Please do.
Okay, so this one says, a must-listen-to podcast. You guys are such a hoot. The way Karen Lee talks to Cam is so funny. Cam, I look forward to your dating stories each week. I don't know why you'd look forward to those things, to be quite honest. They're usually anxiety-ridden, and I guess they're better than me talking about my ingrown hairs. Karen Lee, you are the mom I strive to be like. I hope to be able to talk to my kids about sex, love, and relationships like you do. Keep up the hilarity. You're a role model, mother.
It's the mother to all mothers.
That is by podcast Pass the Time from Canada. So thank you for listening all the way from Canada.
The Canucks. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was wonderful. I will not let that go to my head, but it already has. It is awesome to hear these reviews, and they really do help us. So please write one, and we may read yours at the next time we read an iTunes review.
In the final way that we want to chat about helping us, if you enjoy this podcast, please do us a favor. Share this with a friend. Getting the word out about Sex Talk with My Mom is the best way to help us. And sharing it word of mouth is the most effective way.
Totally. It's a grassroots, baby. But anyway, I also think it's good to subscribe so you don't miss any kind of notifications of when we have, you know, random live shows and things like that.
So thank you very much for listening. Without further ado,
let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the anal and the little squirties. Okay. All right. Not one of my better attempts. I'm sorry. All right.
Enjoy.
Stay tuned, though.
Chris Fairbanks, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Right off the bat, I'm addressed.
Yes, you're addressed. You're welcome to this episode. I'm so excited to have you here.
As I am, because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah. Moot.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's quite a present to get such an illustrious guest.
Are you planning a party aside from this three-person party?
I am not, and I'm much happier that this is my party.
It's a whole month, usually, of celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, then there's less pressure on the day of. I don't do anything on my birthday.
I think it's, I have to suffer enough that I'm as old as I am. I might as well have like a year-long celebration.
Most people just want to say, oh, I'm not going to acknowledge I'm turning a year older. Let's forget about this. But you're like, no. If we're doing it, we better do it big. Yeah.
I'm going in big. You know, someone sent me a message today. It said, happy another year around the sun. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Why?
I've seen that on cakes.
He probably took it off of some sort of...
He took it from a cake.
Yeah, definitely. He took it from some sort of like a Hallmark card. But I liked it. I thought it was different than the typical happy birthday with the balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is your birthday party. We get to celebrate with Chris.
Let's party,
we get
Chris.
To talk about sex with Chris.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
There's no more pressure than being the entertainment at a party. Yeah. I've done a lot of private events, so I'll just pretend.
Do you talk about sex? So you have a podcast.
I do.
And what's it called?
Do You Need a Ride?
Do You Need a Ride? Yeah. Do you talk about sex on the
not,
show?
Oddly, not that much. Karen and I are good friends, and it comes up in a joke form. But
Karen is your co-host. You're not speaking about me, Karen Lee.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Different Karen, different show. Okay. Different
this is not
human.
A show with my mother.
You're not doing a show with me that I didn't know about.
No. Okay, yes. It's called Listen to Her Sleep. I just record you. You don't know it. Sorry. That's why I was so familiar with the apartment. coming here.
So
you're like my worst nightmare.
Down there, I just threw my... No,
someone has been videoing me in my sleep.
No.
Now I found out who it was.
No, we don't talk about... Originally, we were going to do a podcast about Alzheimer's because both our moms had Alzheimer's at the same time, but then we thought that would be too much of a bummer. Sometimes I wish we'd stuck with it, but then that topic would have kind of expired.
It would be like a new podcast every day.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, none of the guests would have it. Maybe they would have. I don't know. We never did it, but yeah, it was never about sex though.
So when it comes up, does it get awkward between you two?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's like, because she's like a sister to me. I have an older sister, and she would be the first to say that I don't like to talk about sex.
Well, we got to get her on and have her talk about sex then. Yeah. That's it.
And
it's
I certainly never talked about sex with my own mom.
Yeah. Why?
It was just because... I don't know. Yeah, absolutely not. Most people wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
So
no.
The normal
reasons.
We
acknowledge
why.
That we're definitely the weird ones.
But yeah, but similar situation. My parents divorced around the time I was entering high school, and she was dating a lot. And so I was like, I should be the one being walked in on while having sex, not me. You
did
know?
You?
Oh, all the time.
Walked
my mom
in on
was
your
really.
Mom?
She was really getting after it. A lot of nice guys in retrospect.
In retrospect.
They were nice.
Did you get to know them before or after the walking in?
Yeah, when I walked in, I just took that opportunity to introduce myself. Sorry, I ruined the mood. My name's Chris. I'm 15. I just came in to get my homework.
Oh, my God.
No.
No, did anything like, do you have a little story you could tell us about walking
in?
Oh,
no, I wasn't a big house. You know? That's the story.
You had no siblings?
My sister's quite a bit older, so she was already.
So you function as
college.
An only child.
Yes.
Would you acknowledge it with your mom
for a while
afterwards? Would you say like, "Mom, I heard that shit"?
No, No, we just didn't talk about it.
Give us a story.
Yeah, and so I think it stifled my... if I had a story, I'd come right out with it. But there are times... Yeah, I just walk in and they were on the couch. And I was like, hi, how are you? And I literally said, I hope I didn't ruin the mood. But I think it was...
And they were naked?
Scarred me. Yes, yes. I've seen
how could she not realize she has a teenage son that could be coming in at any moment? Literally.
Yeah, I'm not saying she was making a good decision.
well, I never love that decision.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like that for myself. I think just being able to live my own place freely... You know, just
yeah, but you know, you don't have a son walking in on you at any moment.
I guess that's fair.
You would never like that.
It's okay. I lived in the basement. Usually, I didn't. I only could hear things.
Oh, so you see, that's my youngest son.
Small house, thin walls.
Yeah, my youngest son lived in the basement, and so one day he did walk in on me and my boyfriend. It was like 3 p.m. For some reason, it was
It's always an afternoon thing. It was an afternoon thing. It's not like I was walking around at midnight.
So she just didn't expect you to walk in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're supposed to be in school or something. Instead of walking in.
Sure, it was my fault.
Well, blame it on the no. In my situation, he just decided to like we weren't having sex, but we were both naked. We probably just had sex.
Yeah.
And so the blankets were all over us. All of a sudden, he just comes, because I had a first floor master bedroom. He comes bolting in the room and jumps into bed with us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And we're like both like, oh, my God.
How old was he?
Probably 11 or 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was young.
That's a bold decision, though.
It was a bold decision. But we were watching TV or something. He wanted to see the show that we were watching.
Yeah.
And so then it was a little awkward. Said, what do you say? Can you leave? Because we're both nude under the blanket. If you get a little closer, it's going to be really weird.
You just got to watch as many TV shows until he gets tired and leaves.
That's exactly what we did, I think. It was an all-nighter.
This was happening at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
I might have been confusing the stories, but it might have happened at a nighttime. I think that was a nighttime. Another time he walked in, it was in the afternoon. All right. There's a few times that he's been privy to that.
Same thing.
Yeah. So your mom wasn't that... awful of a human
no
thing.
Not at all no I never wanted to insinuate that.
so you also do stand-up?
Yes.
And do you talk about sex in your stand-up?
Sure, a lot of my jokes are, but they're more masturbatory. Than
they're so
low. I don't think anyone wants to hear a comedian talk about how their sex life, if it's normal or going okay, so I don't really have jokes about it.
Oh, because that's but the no only one sex really you have.
Yeah, I know a lot of comics that are like confident and it looks like they get laid all the time, and I don't think any audience is going to relate to that. Yeah. Not that I'm some master of... I do okay, so why would I joke about it? I have to joke about how I'm
of course.
Crippled by
so
other
you're bad
normal
at masturbating.
Life. Right, so I just talk about that.
Yeah, or that makes sense. When I saw you, you were talking about how you got walked in on while shitting in a bathroom that you should not be shitting in.
I was not supposed to use the bidet, but it was...
What are you talking about?
Well, this guy was wealthy and he had a... I mean, you don't have to be wealthy to have a bidet. You can just get them online. I'm going to get one. I'm addicted to them ever since this happened. But
bidets are kind of cool, actually.
It had a remote and it fell down and the batteries rolled out of the remote. So I was just kind of stranded with this stream shooting.
Wait, why were you
there was
on
no
the bidet
man,
at someone else's house, though? I don't get that.
Because he was having a party. Invite people over if you don't want people to use your bathroom.
Wait,
that's one thing I would tell him.
Wait.
I went in the wrong bathroom.
Oh.
One said guest bathroom, and I'm like, I'm going in the fancy one. I had a big fancy toilet that was heated. And
you decided to use it, even though like he like specifically said go in a different bathroom?
Yeah, there was a sign up there, but I didn't like the guy. I'll go to his house and shit in the wrong bathroom again.
Whatever
your name is?
You deliberately turned the bidet on, though?
Yeah, and then there was no manual shutoff, so when the batteries rolled out of the remote, I just... tried to wait it out, but the thing kept going after 15 minutes, and so
oh
I finally
God.
Got up with my pants around my ankles trying to pick up the batteries, and then he walked in with the
what?
Third, oh yeah, he kept knocking. God. I was very stressed out, but I was leaning over right when he walked in, so he saw everything.
Wait,
but,
why were you... I still... Okay.
So I left.
I have to get into the details here.
Sure, sure.
Okay, first of all, most guys that I've known do not shit other than their own...
Oh, I didn't... I wasn't shitting. I just sit when I pee, you know. That's what I don't understand, these lunatics that insist on standing. No one has a clean, steady stream. It gets...
It's
so, so you are being cleaner. Considerate that you.
I sit. Yes, it's out of consideration, but mostly comfort for myself. I sit when I pee. It's easier.
Cam,
I always have since I was 15.
Do you sit when you pee too?
Sometimes.
I've never seen a guy sit when they pee.
They all lie and say they don't, or they don't take baths, but all guys will sit. It's easier. I don't understand why. Let me hover and be a marksman. Just sit and pee. It's normal.
Okay, wait a second. So,
and if something
still, I don't get the part about. Okay, I understand if you took a dump, but why would you turn the bidet on if you're peeing?
I would if I could have the option of just walking around. Well, it wasn't aimed at my dick. I suppose if I choked up a little, it would have hit my balls. But it was just, it's aiming exactly where a human's butthole resides.
Exactly. So, that's the purpose of a day. It's not to wash off your penis.
When I first started messing with it, I thought it was for the shower because it looked like, it had like a logo on it that looked like the spray was going down. So I thought I was about to operate the shower and was surprised by sudden hot water hitting me right in the BH. So it was a pleasant surprise.
A pleasant surprise.
Yeah. I mean, I've experienced them before, but not a nice one with a heated seat like this. So I was just really enjoying it.
You were just having a great time during the party.
And I don't think that you have to have just gone number two to want to strive for a clean butthole. I think you should always, after riding a bike or just a long car ride, use that bidet.
I don't blame you.
A lot of people are like, oh, you have to go number two. No, just any time of the day. But
all right. So you were decided it's a good time to cleanse your asshole.
Yes, it was.
This is a party.
A whole day. Yeah, that's how fun the party was. This is fun. You guys still talking about skateboarding? I'm going to go clean my butthole.
Oh, my God.
But I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to go in that bathroom.
So what happened? Wait a second. So you're cleaning your
I was embarrassed. He walked in. I was embarrassed. I was also felt like I was in trouble. Got the hell out of there. Haven't talked to any of those people since. I'm like, it's worth it to just sever ties with these people. He lives in the neighborhood. I'd see him riding his bike by. I just blocked my face.
No.
Yeah. Did he say anything to you? Like, what the
fuck? Oh, he was angry.
Oh, he was pissed off.
So I hate it when people mess with my bidet. Don't have parties. Don't have a bidet.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God.
You know
oh
what?
Oh, my God.
We used to have a piano tuner that would come over and inevitably take a dump every single time in my bathroom, which I thought
you were going to say in the piano.
No, not in the piano, but fired. in the guest bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
After a while, it got me so disgusted because I was just like, ew, why is he doing this? So I put a caution tape over and said, bathroom broken.
Oh, that's great.
To keep him out. So this is what's going to happen the next time you get invited to a party.
What ended up happening, though, was that he asked to go to her personal bathroom.
Yeah, he did.
Right. As a result, so that you really
I
got
really
the,
I got nailed on that one.
You fucked yourself on that
one. Yeah, because then I went into the personal, and then it was just like disgusting.
It's weird that fixing pianos just really made it happen for him.
I don't know what it was. Like, it happens to me when I go into like card shops, stationery shops. I have to take a dump every time I go in there.
Yeah.
You too?
I was that way with fabric stores.
Fabric. Mine is stationery. What about you?
Drugs usually.
Yeah, sure.
Drugs will.
What kind of drugs are you doing?
Anytime my body starts relaxing, I will shit everywhere.
It's you need to go on this bidet.
I know. I actually would like to go visit that guy's house.
Yeah. Can get the address later on.
Talk about your drug use.
Yeah, what kind of drugs are you doing? He's such a non-drug person. You sound like a meth
addict. I do drugs sometimes.
Yeah. And, we all do.
Yeah, thanks.
Wait a second. He never does. He gets
all moms think their kids don't do drugs.
No, I
He's
want
out
him
there
to.
On that rowdy powder probably.
Rowdy powder?
3-4 times a week.
No, you
and
don't.
And it loosens you up.
Oh, my God. Is that what it
in
is?
In the butt and then also with people.
That's
drugs
exactly
are
right.
A great way
You're
to,
speaking about coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done coke once. It didn't make me poop at
you
all.
You don't understand. I'm always telling him to do drugs.
Yeah, like, she's a big pusher mom.
I'm a pusher mom.
There's certain drugs that you do, and it's almost like therapy.
Yeah.
like what?
Hallucinogens. I mean, there are people go in these ayahuasca yurts.
Have you ever done that?
No, not in an organized, there's almost,
in a disorganized
there's churches
way?
That are about doing ayahuasca.
Right.
And then they talk about God and you're being led by, everyone always says a Native American, but maybe that is who visits you. Or these these trip, there's people that trip as a therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Expanding your mind.
I wanted
I think
to
there
do
is
this.
Something to that.
Cam wanted to be the shaman that takes you on the journey.
I wanted to be the psychoanalyst that helps you out. I've never had a good experience on hallucinogens.
Well, any drug where the next day you're kind of ruined is probably something you shouldn't be doing.
That's how you determine. And that's how the bar.
Yeah, yeah. If you feel okay the next day,
keep doing
with moderate drinking or with marijuana, then go ahead and do those. But if the next day you're laying in bed till 5, don't maybe do those.
Oh, I like that. I really like that rule.
I'm going to remember that because I kind of feel the same way about alcohol. I'm over the let's get trash and feel like shit for the next 2 days.
You think about the fallout is what you're saying.
Yes.
The long term.
The consequences.
Yeah, the consequences.
It's not worth it.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
But if it weren't for alcohol, I would have been so shy. And my sexuality, I think, was kind of stifled because my mom was active. And I went to college. I was 20 years old.
Wait, let's go back there. You're blaming this on your mother. You sound like Cam. Why is this your mother's fault?
Your mom fucking is gross when you're a kid. I don't want to see her naked and drilled by some guy who lives in a fucking van.
Wait a second. If he didn't live in a van, it would be okay?
In a van with a missing part of his ear? No offense, Dale.
Dale?
But I saw that guy naked. I'm like, okay, sex isn't for me. I'm just going to draw and skateboard. And I did spend most of my good, legitimate boner years skateboarding, and girls weren't into that.
Yeah,
so I was just, now it's cool.
Totally cool now.
Now skateboarding is cool. But in Montana in the early 90s, it wasn't
very nerdy.
Get you girls.
So why were you doing it?
Why was I doing what?
Skateboarding.
Because why do I still do it?
Oh, you still skateboard?
Yeah, yeah.
We interviewed Brandon Beeble. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He's a world champ.
Yeah. Did you have to turn his mic down? He's loud.
He is loud.
He's a loud talker.
He's loud, but
he is funny,
he's
though.
He's a sweetheart, too.
I didn't mean to. Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah, really.
He definitely doesn't listen to this. He was on the show, but there's no chance.
Oh, gotcha.
No. But let's get back to, it's so funny that you say the word the name Dale, because that just seems like the guy's name would be Dale.
His name was Dale.
It just seemed like a guy that, was he missing part of his ear, though?
Yeah, I never asked him why part of his ear was missing.
Like
she met
Mike
him in
Tyson?
AA. He was like,
oh, nice. She met him in AA?
Yeah. And I think she was friends with him, and he wanted very much to be more than that. But he had a sweet van. There was like a mural on the side, Barbarian or something with lightning. I'm like, cool van. And he had some rock shirts. I guess in retrospect, I thought he was okay.
Was he your stepdaddy?
No, he was just some guy. Yeah, they didn't get married. My mom never remarried. I didn't call every dude she was fucking my new daddy. I wasn't a baby. Are you my new daddy?
It's like, are you my mother?
Why is your wiener aiming at the sky? No, I never,
God.
I never wanted her to... I wanted her to be with people. I wanted her to get married again, especially after a few years. But
so you never talked about anything with her. Like, she'd have these guys over. You just didn't bring it up at all.
No,
you just like
no.
ignore it, like pretend it didn't happen.
I remember she told me my dad had a big penis once, and I went, la, 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 la. But it was good to know, because when you're a kid and you're not lining it up, comparing it to other kids, I assumed I'd end up with my dad's penis or a similar one.
And
then
out?
She said, he's got a good one. And I'm like, oh, good. Because, wasn't staring down other kids in the locker. But I grew up with a normal.
He's got a good one?
Mid to the larger. Even, I got smaller feet. But the point is, she said my dad had a sweet hog. And so I thought, well, maybe I will, because we have the same arms and legs and stuff.
I went to a Korean spa two nights ago, mm-hmm. and you get naked in these spas.
Sure.
And so their dicks flopping everywhere.
Yeah.
You inevitably see dicks.
Yeah.
And I am so amazed by how the penis is a part of the body that just does, it has no proportionality to the rest of the body.
You'd be surprised how many people out there are big old windsock, and other guys just got a little pinky.
Tiny
these,
dudes,
there's
huge
these micro
cocks.
Yeah.
Massive dudes, small tiny cocks.
Tiny cocks, big weird balls.
Yes.
There's all types of
what
folks.
Are you guys
could
doing?
Could you
going to
are
spas.
You
going to spas and videoing.
Oh my God. Literally.
Taking out rulers, measuring these things.
Why are you, both of you are looking at and staring
How
down?
Could you not? When else do you see these things?
Also, if you're comfortable with your own sexuality, it's like, oh, look at that guy's dick. That's weird looking.
Yeah.
Wait, do you mention
if you're
any
like,
of
oh, those? I can't look at any dicks, that means
there's something going on
you're
there.
You're real excited that you might want to grab it.
snack on it.
But what about the growing versus showing business?
Yeah, there's a thing about that. There's a thing with that, I think.
Yeah, I started looking at my own. And I'm like, okay, it looks, you know, maybe this will grow into something bigger than these guys, yeah, you know, because yeah. right now it's not looking good.
Well, you know, Cam did a clone of Willie. Have you ever done that?
What, clone of Willie?
Yeah.
Oh, where you make a dildo of your own penis?
Yeah. Yeah. That was
I don't
a
know when it
while.
Would ever come up. Like, I can't use mine right now. I got a bladder infection or something. But luckily I have this suction cup. I can just stick it to my hip. And it's the same thing.
You're gonna peg
that's actually, I made a, with... that's a good idea. Just kind of stick it there when this one's out of commission for some reason.
Oh,
an injury.
In the refractory period.
Bicycle yeah. injury or something.
Or in the refractory period. I like the way you use that word.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Refractory. Mother. That was very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
There's a lot of reasons for it. Like, what if you have an out-of-town woman you can't see, so you send her your clone a Willie?
Oh, that's a good... Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
maybe I should do that. Just
all
mail right. it off.
Mail it off.
Mail
ship
them
it
off all
to
over
lady.
The country.
Although, it's quite difficult to make it yourself, which I learned.
Oh, right.
He did it with his brother.
Right.
I
like,
didn't have a lady at the
like
time.
Like your candle making or something.
Correct, correct.
Why is there a wick at the end of this?
Nobody said anything about yeah. it. You added the wick, okay?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I assume if you tried to make a clone of your penis, the easiest would be wax.
Yeah, well, there's like some silicone shit going yeah. on, so, and you have to mix it up and get hard at the same time. It's very challenging.
Oh, yeah, and bad for the environment.
Why?
Oh, you melting plastic. No, boner, erections. Yeah. They give off a lot of CO2.
Yeah, we got to help this world.
Yeah.
Okay, so
they're like cow farts.
So oh your mother screwed up your whole sex life.
No, I mean, I'm not saying
you
that, but
I do.
You
blamed it on your mom.
There,
like
I think there was my own fears that were just based on me not feeling like I was good with girls or everyone had kissed girls and made out with girls in like eighth grade. And then I went all through high school and I wasn't like dating a lot. I knew girls liked me, but I built it up to this thing that was so scary that I'm just like, oh, now it's too late. I just wasn't that concerned about it. Like I thought maybe there was something wrong with me, but then in college, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm going to have sex with everyone.
The hormones started.
Yeah, it just something happened and I was a late bloomer, which I think has its drawbacks because I still...
You get in your head. And did you watch porn?
Yeah, you know what? I think about when I was a kid, porn to me, I mean, I ripped out the bra section of a Spiegel catalog and I would look at these...
That's your porn?
Yeah, and now kids... You know, they immediately go on their phones and see the most explicit.
Oh yeah,
cum in the face. And I didn't even know women had nipples till I was like 12. I'm like, oh wow.
Oh, because you
like
were
on Cinemax or
with
something.
With the bras on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, porn. It was a music video on MTV was enough.
For yeah, me.
And
yeah.
I didn't have access. I knew kids in the neighborhood that had a VHS tape that you could borrow if you. Sign your name on a list.
It was like a library.
But now everyone has access to porn, and I think it's probably, it gives most people a false idea of what they can acquire.
Yeah, totally.
So if you're watching porn stars, it's like, hey, you're never going to be with a porn star. You're going to be with a normal person, and then you might not get aroused because you think you should be with one of the women you interviewed in his bedroom.
Wait, that was pre- taping of this podcast, so no one knows what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, right,
okay?
Right.
That sounds
right.
really weird.
I thought maybe you guys talked about it.
We don't often talk about how my mom was filming porn in my bedroom.
He wasn't home. He was at Stanford. She used his childhood bedroom.
Thank you for remembering.
To interview.
It just happened that had the
Christy
best lighting.
Christy Canyon or whoever.
No, it was probably. No, it was all via Skype. We didn't have porn stars entering the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
It was via Skype.
Yeah. Well, you don't want those people in the house.
Not those people.
Oh,
they'll use your bidet. Have
right,
sex with your piano
we're,
man.
We're going. Wait, we're going full circle about the bidet. I still want to know what the hell you're doing on that bidet, but okay.
I just, hey.
Did it arouse
have you?
You
ever tried one?
Of course, I had one. I loved it.
Did you have complaints?
No complaints.
Well, why would
actually,
I...
yes. My boyfriend didn't realize that there was a temperature control. So I told him to just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned it on full blast, freezing cold.
Oh.
And he was like,
oh, yeah.
He was running out of the room and there was fountains of water going all over the place. He wasn't happy with me. Oh, he'll never go on a bidet again.
Well, that's, I mean, it sounds like.
If you have a bad first experience.
Yeah, he made a mistake. No, I'm sold on him. After that one. I gotta get one. I gotta get one. You can get little kits, add it to a normal.
Yeah, we had a little, we had a sponsor at one point that was
Tushy.
Tushy was
sponsor.
Oh, yeah,
I'm all about Tushy.
Yeah, actually, I may have an extra one in my closet if you want
it.
Might be
your birthday.
I will give it to you. How's that? We were thinking what I can give to you. I will give you my Tushy.
I'll figure out how to install it. You just gotta hook it up to the water.
Oh, it's very easy.
It's weird that makes me think, I know it's normal water coming through, but when you apply one, excuse me, it's hard not to think it's water from the tank coming up like gross toilet water.
I had the same thought. Yeah. But you know what? It's the same water going into the sink.
Right. It's the same water. Plus, I drink out of the toilet all the time.
You what?
No.
You know what's a better way to care for yourself than bidets?
What?
Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions designed to turn you on.
These stories are created with women in mind. They're also relatable and immersive, which means you can use it with a partner.
I mean, I use it by myself and I get very turned on. I listened to one about a yoga session recently and I had a huge erection.
You always are into sex with yoga.
I like that, okay? And guess what?
And they had a yoga story?
Dipsy puts out these stories, and they have actors actually come and do all the acting, and you feel like you're in this immersive experience.
That's what I said. Immersive.
I swear to God, I felt like I was in a yoga class. Fucking, it was a nice situation. There was snow going on outside. It was a whole beautiful thing. Anyway.
You live in Los Angeles. What the hell are you talking about?
When I'm listening to Dipsy, I'm living it wherever they put me, okay?
This is what makes it unique, because it's actors acting out these parts instead of just one person reading it.
We don't make time for ourselves. This is just like another part of the self-care regimen.
It has to do with the little masturbating regimen.
That's exactly right. So you special, lovely listener, you'll get 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/mom. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/mom. I mean, what do you have to lose? Go to dipsystories.com/mom, download the goddamn app. You're going to be masturbating for 30 days straight. I did want to know, though, like, okay, was there, like, a specific moment in college where, like, was there a first person that you were like, oh, wow, I trust this person, I can do this, or was it, like, this person's allowing this?
Yeah, yeah, I had my first college girlfriend was the...
Oh, so it was...
Yeah.
Were you in, like, a fraternity or something like that?
No, I wasn't an idiot. I just...
where did you go to school?
I was a skateboard. Fraternities, you know, frat boys are, like, kind of...
Yeah,
bros.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I was never that guy. That's not true. That's me being. There was the Fiji House. I remember.
I love Fiji.
I was in like an acting class with these guys, and I would go and hang out with them, and they didn't care that I was like a skater guy. They were all football type dudes.
Where did you go to school?
University of Montana.
Why are you saying it like that?
Montana.
Yeah.
Because I like to give it a little class. Okay. It was a liberal arts college, University of Montana.
Do you remember the discussion leading up to this first sexual experience?
Not really.
Was there a discussion?
No, I think it was just like, hey, we're more than making out. Oh, this is happening.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, why was I so... Immediately, I was like, why was I building this up to be such a scary thing?
We do that.
Did you make her come?
That first time,
yeah.
I don't think I learned or cared about doing that. actually, that's not true, because before I had full-on sex, I was giving oral, and I wanted to be good at that, and I made women come that way before I actually had pee-pee sex, let's call it.
Oh, pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Yeah. Oh, pee-pee sex.
So, that's always been important to me. And knowing that I should be good at that,
yeah,
was instilled in me early.
by your mom.
But I'm not like a weirdo. Yeah, she was like, you gotta go down on him. You gotta make him. No, she never, again, we never like talked. We never talked about
sex. What were you about to say? Though. I'm not like a weirdo. No. What was that? I'm not like a weirdo.
What's that?
You were saying, you were just like, I'm not like a weirdo who's.
Who, I don't know, who obsesses or gets paranoid about whether or not someone is coming. That is annoying for when women say, like, I want you to come for me. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna last another half hour now that you said that.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
got
yeah.
me in my head.
Yes, very defiant.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't put that pressure on women either. I'm like, hey. And plus, a lot of women just come quietly. Other women, you know, and this
an
was
exorcism.
One I was going to ask about the female ejaculate squirting or whatever. That's a terrible
you can
word
ask
for.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that some women do that and they aren't even coming when it happens. They just that happens to them. But I do want to learn how to make, because once you experience that, you kind of are into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never experienced
Wait, you're into it or the girl's into it?
Both. Me. And no, a lot of women are like, they're embarrassed. They're like, I'm going to make a mess. And it's like, it's a mess that I like.
So you like a girl that squirts.
Yeah. And I've even looked at videos. I'm like, how do you make this happen? And I could tell you how you're supposed to do it. You know, G-spot, find it. That's about as far as it.
I don't
but
know.
But there's more.
Don't know if you got this down yet.
Well, it's
Do you know how to make women squirt?
I personally feel like there's something. I know this is going to be controversial. And we're going to get in trouble later. But
you're definitely going to. I know
who?
Where this is going.
By,
your guys' parents?
No, my mother is going to be pissed when I tell her that I feel like squirting is sort of like getting a little bit of urine. Involved.
Yeah, sure.
So
I want it right in my face.
Why don't you just tell the girl to pee on you?
I'm
like a
golden
shower.
Like, wait a minute, how much urea is in this discharge? I'm like, I'm not going to clinically worry about the germs.
It also can get you like very irritated down there. You can get like, you know, UTIs by really trying to stimulate that your urethra opening.
It yeah, and end. Eating ass will give you pink eye, but I'm still doing that.
Oh, boy.
Another reason to have the bidet, by the way.
Oh yeah. That, there's good. You like to be
BH.
Clean.
It
yeah.
opens up a whole new world. Not for me. I don't. No one touch me. You guys don't touch my butthole.
What? No. Let's go there because why sure. is that? Because my boyfriend's like that too. What is
it's
that?
It's just not for me in erogenous zone. But
you've
up
tried
in.
It?
I really don't want my butthole touched unless I've been thoroughly waxed and everything. But where does a straight guy go to get waxed?
You can go anywhere.
And be embarrassed for weeks.
Why?
There was a place I was going. They were uncomfortable doing a man, but I'm like, I want to be hairless. I want to be like a baby seal down there.
It's very nice of you because a lot of women are like, well,
I don't want anyone to see my weird hairy. Plus, I have like an extra BH. I had this weird surgery. It's a long story. But
what?
The doctor ripped me a new one. And then so it's there still.
What?
Yeah. I don't want anyone to see my weird Frankenstein butthole. So stay away.
All right.
And I don't want it touched. I don't even want a finger in there.
Why?
I'm otherwise very open sexually. I just know this about myself. I'm already in my 40s. Butthole is not.
It's an exit only?
And neither am I. It's like if a woman focuses on a male nipple, it's like, what are you doing? That's not.
Do you feel things with your nipples?
God, no.
I don't feel anything.
I should lop them off.
Yeah. I literally, one of my friends has extremely sensitive nipples.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how we can be so different in this situation.
You are. And the reason, if you ever see a dude with pierced nipples, it's like, I mean, if you're in some goth metal band, sure, pierce your nipples. Or pierce navel, a dude with a.
What about a pierced dick?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's reasons to do that.
Dennis Rodman had several piercings.
Yeah, well, he needed it to make himself interesting.
Oh. Yeah, right. Otherwise, he's
like
a boring dude.
Guy.
He's such a bore.
It's like, I better pierce my dick and get some face tats because I am a snooze fest.
Do you know one of my friend's husbands was a radiologist in his MRI clinics, and Dennis Rodman came in there.
In Orange County? Or?
No, this was in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
At the time. This was years ago when he was playing on the Bulls.
Sure, sure.
And so he had to remove the piercings when you do an MRI.
Oh, my God.
And he couldn't get them out. So this was a whole big discussion. And he goes, I know you have a pierced you know, penis, you've got to get these piercings.
Oh,
out.
Right, because yeah. it's magnet. Yeah. I mean, it'll rip your.
So I think they finally figured out a way to put something over it or something because he couldn't get them out.
Oh my God!
A little Dennis he Rodman was, trivia. I don't know if I'm breaking confidentiality by telling this story.
I have a metal hip.
Who gives a shit? I don't care.
Yeah.
He's not. He
intimate
is not
details
caring.
About Dennis. Yeah. Dennis and I are like.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Dennis. I do feel bad though.
Don't worry about
Dennis. He lived in. I was seeing a girl in like Newport Beach and he had a house there and he was partying and having, you know, Carmen Electra over or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of kicked him out of the neighborhood, which to me had a weird, because it's the whitest kind of most conservative part of anywhere. Like, and there's more money there and they're like, let's get rid of this. Black basketball player. Oh. I always thought of, I mean, he was having parties and stuff, but it always had a hint of like, oh, really? You got to kick out the guy that parties.
Now they were like, please come to our neighborhood.
Yeah, we got real boring after you left. Oh. Turns out all we have is a marina and a Ferrari dealership. You were having parties at least.
Should we have a little party with this hat?
Let's do it.
Let's have a hat party.
All right, so we're about to play a game.
Okay. This is called Mom, Don't Ask That.
Okay.
So we got a bunch of questions.
Do you
here.
Ask it?
Yeah, she asks it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you pick it out and hand it to me and I'll
question.
Read it to you.
Here's this.
She'll answer. Okay. And you can always pass.
Yes. Sorry I mentioned squirting earlier.
Wait, why you are you know, sorry? You're talking to me. Okay.
We've had
sex talk with my mom.
We
That's
had a
what
guy
we
on the show.
About.
Well, you said it was a way to get germs in your face.
Oh,
there's urine in there.
You're a real shamer.
No, I'm not shaming. I'm just saying to me, it's like not 100% just about coming. It's there's a release of your, you know.
We've had so many people on the show, like 2 weeks
it is
ago.
Very similar to urine, what shoots out, right?
Yeah.
But piss play is fine for a lot of people.
I'm not complaining. Right? I'm just saying I'm calling it as it is. I'm not saying, hey, I'm not yucking your yum, by the way. If you like a golden shower, go for it.
Yucking your yum. Oh, that's the best. I'm not yucking your yum. If you like a golden shower, go for it.
The question that you picked is very apropos.
Okay.
What is the number one thing that turns you on?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say, I'm just,
it's
I've been
not piss play?
Thinking about squirting. No,
golden
unless you're in a shower
golden
and you're trying to be funny. I mean, my friend once, after a bar, he was in front of my face and I was like, why are you talking to me so close? He's like, what are you doing after this? I'm like, I don't know, going home. He's like, all right, I'll see you later. And he kept standing there. And then he walked a block away and I realized, because it's body temperature, I didn't realize he was peeing on my leg the whole time.
What?
I was wearing jeans. I had just shown up too and he peed on my jeans and I'm like, and then he walked away and I could see that he was laughing and I'm like, then the wind hit me and I'm like, oh, my whole leg's wet. It's actually an ingenious prank, but I had to, because I had to go home.
I can't believe that happened to you.
Well, I have to go home. Oh, he did it more than once.
Oh,
what,
my
God. What kind
God.
Of people are you hanging around with?
Fucking lunatics. My friends are crazy.
But yeah. Have that ever happened
He's
to you?
Still one of my best friends.
No, I'm waiting for that to
he
happen.
He wouldn't do it now.
Well, he was wasted, right?
Probably. That's why he peed so much.
He had to
really
go.
Really covered
and
my
he
whole
literally
life.
Liked
but
it.
I was like, you know.
Well, so. Back to our question of the day.
Gotcha,
what is the number one thing that turns you on? I'm assuming that's not it.
No. Yeah. Squirting turns me on. It's, I like the whole sex thing. It keeps changing.
It's
like
a fluid.
The things I'm into, the parts of the body I'm into, everything, positions, they are ever evolving. So it's hard to just say one thing. But I think I like sex where the woman is on her side and you can kind of still see every part of the body. I think
you're a visual person.
Yeah.
You don't
I
like
dark.
You don't like it in the dark.
Oh, who turns on the dark? Mormon? What do you want to fuck through a hole in the sheet too? Like, why are you so shameful?
I completely agree.
Sometimes I want it to be dark if I haven't been going to the gym or something. There was a time before I got my hip replaced, I was like putting on pounds.
Your hip was replaced?
Oh yeah. And so during that time before the surgery. And then recovering afterwards for like a year, I could try and have sex, but it wasn't good. So you start to just focus on other things. My career got better and everything. But now I think I'm finally
in a good groove.
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing to be forced to take time off.
Has stand-up
helped? Appreciate it more.
Has stand-up helped your sex life?
I mean, sure, because I don't know that I would have as many women interested in me if I worked at a bank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I do illustrate, like, drawings and stuff. I've always done that on the side, and that's not a social interactive thing. You're just at home. Like, whenever I'm drawing now, I'm like, man, I've been sitting here for 4 days drawing. Sometimes I'll get into a drawing, and I'm like, yeah, no one's coming over to say, hey, I like your drawings. I just thought I'd knock on the door.
You can't come and have someone come over and say, hey, come on, see my etchings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, with stand-up, you're out there, and it's part of it for some people.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that I know a lot of comics that, like, go on the road and they end up hooking up with people everywhere they go. I think you have to put yourself out there in a way that I never did. Like, hang out after a show.
Yeah, you got to hang out at the
bar. So you have a lot of groupie girls hanging out trying to have sex with you?
No, I'm saying I never did. And I'm like, weird, these other guys. But then I start watching other comics and it's like, oh, they creepily stare down people to see who liked the show. And then
is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's an interactive.
I've seen comic friends of mine act real. Like, oh, man, that's obvious. I'm embarrassed. They're like, now's my chance. These people saw the show. I'm going to get laid.
Oh, man.
So you're telling me that the girls don't just hang around afterwards to meet you?
No, maybe with music, I think. Even the folk bands get some road trim. Comics don't. That's a misconception. You usually just drink with the staff. There's exceptions of tour.
Yeah,
we
interviewed someone the other day that said he had increased his...
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think every comic, I mean, probably. But I like to meet women outside of...
Have you had sex with any comedian women?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Is it funny?
It's a bad idea, because my dad always said, don't stick your dick in the cash register. A lot of people say pen in the company ink, but I like the image of putting your dick in a cash register.
Wait, why?
Because
you're not like making money with this person.
No, but you will see them, and if things don't work out, and inevitably... like, they never do. Everyone gets a divorce. Look at the statistics.
Don't shit where you eat type of thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's a disgusting version. I think putting your dick in a cash register and slamming it is better than...
Are you the type
shit,
of...
shit, eating shit. I mean, if that was a saying, think about that. Gross. Don't shit where you eat. Yeah, sometimes I do. Like, I'll go into the bathroom with a sandwich.
Well, we know. This whole interview has been mostly about your bathroom situation.
Sure,
You definitely have the anal fixation.
Yeah. These are usually urine trips.
Or urine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But no, yeah, you shouldn't eat in the bathroom.
Are you so the type of person who, if you hooked up with someone like and you see them later, you'd be in your head about it if it didn't, like, you know, continue?
Yeah, and going out and doing stand-up is my job, so having a distraction like that, who's going to be in the audience? That's something you shouldn't mess
terrible
with.
Yeah. Yeah, horrible.
And and then also, if it doesn't work out, then they'll be talking about you,
and they're in the next set, you know, it's going to be a bad
situation.
It's
like, yeah, just yeah. So I'd like to...
has that ever happened to you?
What?
You hooked up with a comedian and she used your, like, sexual exploits in her routines?
Oh, probably. That doesn't concern me as much as just conversations like, oh, this person did this, or they, you know, I don't want anyone talking about my penis or whatever, I don't know. No one wants anyone talking about them.
Yeah.
So...
But they do.
Have sex with normal people. Yeah, and they can talk to their friends about me all they want. But if it's, we have all these mutual, like anytime you're in a relationship and you have all these mutual friends or a forced peer group, that's all comedy really is. It's high school. if a relationship goes south, everyone's going to know about it. Or women tell each other about it. Dudes don't do that. I don't. No, guys don't gossip about...
No. Nah, never.
I don't think so. All right,
a lot less.
Yeah. I don't talk about it. That'd be weird if I was like, hey, let me tell you about...
Yeah. I actually...
My roommate and I would. Like, I used to have a roommate, and he and I would talk about sex stuff. But we were close, you know.
Yeah. I mean, only weird people would talk about it with their mothers, but did.
You're right. Yeah. I hope I never meet those people.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You just did.
I know.
Should we do another one?
Oh, yeah, let's hear this. I didn't.
What is that?
That's a long one. I don't know.
I can't believe you put that in there.
This is just like
a series of questions I came up with in my sleep the other
night.
Oh,
okay.
We don't need those.
They could be weirder questions. No, those are definitely stranger questions.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back into the easy stuff. Or we can skip ahead to the other game too.
Yeah, when I wake up and write anything,
that's
jokes,
a weird list.
It's like I'll write something down and wake up and it just says refrigerated monkey vest or whatever. I'm like, but I'll never know what that means.
Does that happen to you? Because it happens to me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You have to like battle with yourself. Should I get up and write this down, or will I remember it in the morning? You go back and forth, and then you figure, okay, I'll write it down, and then you read it in the morning. It's completely nonsense.
But that's the best you can do because I never remember.
Never.
I'll remember.
You think you're going to remember 100%. It sounds so brilliant in the middle of the night. Yeah. You can't remember shit.
I was in a cabin all weekend
Was that your bedroom?
No. It was a real cabin. I drove to it and it was a friend's birthday. And so he had all his buddies. And there was like 10 different times where I'm like, oh, I just thought of the best joke. I'll remember it because our phones weren't working and that's where I write things down. And so I forgot like probably 20 minutes of material just because.
So frustrating.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to write it down.
Are you a good sleeper?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at sleeping.
Cam and I are not. All right. Here's a good question for you. Okay. Ever have back to back sex with different people? Details, please.
Back to back sex with different people. I need details from the question.
Details, please. I wrote this question.
You mean like you have sex with someone and then later in the day?
The next hour.
I've had sex with three people in a day.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wild stallion.
Without showering. That's called dirty dicking.
Dirty dicking. Was there any golden showers going on?
No. Okay. Just regular fluid.
How did you make that happen?
Cam is so jealous.
Man. I don't know. You got to be kind of a lunatic who's almost thrilled by the idea of doing that. But I think it comes from a bad place if you're like, you know, I'm going to see how many people I can have sex with.
That's fair.
Like a college person thing.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Like, yeah, speaking of frat house, I had friends that joined frats and they would put hash marks on their bed.
Matches on their bed posts?
Yeah, and I was oh, that's scary. But everyone kind of does that, but I don't know.
Yo, come on.
I have no idea.
Guess.
Absolutely no
roughly,
idea.
Roughly.
Can't even guess.
1 to 10, 10 to 20.
Oh, 100. Hundreds.
You wild animal. No,
no, I'm fine.
Think about it, though. You are 40-something, so you got a lot of years.
Yeah, I've had a whole life. Like, the difference between age 25 and 44, I'm 44 now. There's that. I just never kept track. I would maybe, if someone told me, I'd be surprised. I'm like, oh, that's all? You know, maybe that I would be surprised, but I definitely quit counting. And if I sat down and even tried to think, that's almost embarrassing, though, because there's been so many drunken like encounters when I was younger that I don't even remember. Hmm. Like, someone would have to tell me about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did have sex in that bathroom or wherever.
Yeah.
It is kind of scary.
Yeah,
can do when you're inebriated.
Yeah, so now.
Even if you're sober, I still think if it's a long time ago, you just might not remember.
And like I said.
I remember because I like. Keep a little mental list.
Oh my God.
Yeah, mental list.
I keep a mental list.
No.
But like apparently
I said,
your list
you
is
got to write
little,
it down. It's just like a joke.
You don't even know their first names is the question.
Well, if you keep it up to your mind, you're going to forget some people. People are forgettable.
Do you think sex has changed in your mind, like in how it relates to your life?
Oh, of course.
As you're getting older?
Yeah. Yeah, there definitely now has to be a connection as far as like actually liking someone, whereas in the past I was like, oh, I hate this person.
You have to like
look
them.
At her naked. Yeah, it helps so much now because when you're younger, you don't think about it as much. So,
well, why
I think I'm a real grown up. I'm starting to have sex with people I like.
You're a big boy now.
Like, so why do you think it became more important?
Just maturing and growing up and realizing it's important and not reward people who suck with your
golden tack.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just like, because it's a podcast, I was just narrating with your hand gestures.
There's nothing going down. Oh, I have an embarrassing stain on my pants. I shouldn't have worn my black slacks.
So we have one other game that I think would be very fun. Do we have any time to do this?
Yeah, we have a little time left.
Okay, so the other game is called...
Don't Lie to Mama.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, wow. Okay, so basically, these are some more challenging questions.
Okay.
And so... We actually want you to lie
to
Mama.
Pee-pee.
Yeah, pee-pee is...
That might be... Well, I'm going to take a wild guess and say you're going to pick that, but you can pick any of these questions.
Okay. So basically, you lie about one and you tell the truth about the other.
Okay.
And then we guess which is the lie.
Gotcha.
After you've already said both of them.
So what are the two questions?
Okay, so here are the... What is the grossest thing you've experienced during sex?
I was going down on a girl and I got... diarrhea occurred on me.
Oh my God. And what did you do?
Nothing. Cause that wasn't true.
No. Even if it's fake, you gotta expound. That's the idea of the game. It's a game.
I had to make up more?
Yeah. You should have made up more and not told her.
Let's go back to it. I washed it off.
God.
And gargled.
Can you imagine if someone did have diarrhea?
I believe it was Listerine. I used a lot of Listerine.
It's good details make it seem like a more truth.
Some people like that scat play.
Yeah, they're called weirdos. Yeah.
Remember, don't yuck your yum.
No, I'm sorry. When it comes to shit, I'm going to yuck your yum, you weirdo. If you're out there, you like to have a Cleveland Steamer on your chest. You're weird. Something bad happened to you when you were little.
One of our listeners offered my mother a lot of money for her poop.
$2,000.
Wow.
He was going to
fucking do it. That, I'm not going to yuck that yum.
She's going to poop in a toilet and he's going to eat it for
$2,000. I'll put my shit in an envelope so quick. and I didn't mean to say, I mean, some people are into anal and maybe, I think if you do that often enough, maybe... feces would have to become part of the sexual element.
We're all doing weird shit.
Yeah, yeah. But so I'm not nothing against that. But if you want submissively to have someone hover above you and drop a link, woo, I'm sorry. We don't relate. You and I are going to hang out and just talk about TV or something. I don't get it.
Why? What's the problem with
What's the problem with shit? I don't know. There's not one thing that makes me gag more than just thinking about shit. Just the smell, just stepping on it. Even a dog.
A
human.
Squish.
The other night, there was a woman out. I was leaving my apartment and there was a woman breaking into a car, but I didn't know it. She yelled, "This is my car." And I'm like, "What?" And she had a brick and she was trying to break the back window of her car. And I was like, Why are you breaking your own window? And she said, my phone and my purse and everything. I just locked in the car and I had to go to the bath. I peed right here. And I'm like, oh, that's all right. I couldn't tell if she was trying to break into the car, though, or if it was her car. But so I asked her some questions. And turns out all she needed was me to call a tow service. And I called. I called and she's like, because she was about to break. I'm like, for $80, they will just, a locksmith will come. You don't have to break your window. That's
what an 500. Idiot. No offense.
She was drunk. Yeah.
Oh, she was drunk.
But I was pretty sure it was her car. But then she's like, thank you so much. And when I hugged her, I'm like, oh, I'm hugging. This person doesn't own a car. And then as I walked away, I stepped in her human shit.
Oh, wait,
she didn't just pee. She had shat.
Oh my God.
Whatever. So then I was like, this is. You are a good actor and you were just breaking into a car. But the tow truck guy was coming. Anyway, I threw those shoes away immediately. And when I came back, the car was gone. So it was her car and she had just been running a lot that day or something. And then she was locked out of her car and
she might have been at a stationery store.
She's like, I went bathroom here and I saw the pee, but I stepped in her.
Wow.
Did she wipe her ass?
There were napkins on the back of the car. Yeah. I thought she was like, when I saw the napkins, I'm like, oh, she didn't want it to be loud. So she's putting napkins on the brick to muffle the noise but no, she was using it to wipe her butt.
And the key element to this is that if she was drunk, what was she doing trying to get into her car and drive the car maybe?
Oh, I mean, that was our problem, but her problem in that moment was not being able to get in her car. She wasn't that drunk. She just had been out. So I'm assuming
This is.
I'm assuming you would need to have a couple drinks to think it was a good idea to break your window, not because she was slurring or burping bubbles or there was no sign of her.
This is very good fodder for your stand-up.
Maybe.
You gotta have poo-based.
I don't want to. I just look at a set list, stepping in shit. I have enough. I have already covered that subject.
All right. For anybody who would love to hear this, that in a stand-up, just listen to a podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom.
Yeah. To hear my shit stories. Yeah. And then I keep reiterating that I don't have any kind of an anal fetish. All I talk about is shitting. Oh, sorry, you guys. This has gone down.
We need to end this immediately.
Yeah. Yes, and I'll leave and... And we don't say anything.
No,
don't make eye contact.
Never happened, ever.
Yes, I will walk out.
Have you ever been on a podcast where you talked about anal as much as you've talked about
no.
today?
Wow. No.
Squirting. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah. No, no.
Sex as much as you've talked about it today.
No.
Yay!
Wow. Yeah. Thank you very much for opening up with us.
Thank you for sharing all that
good stuff.
Of course,
yeah. Yeah.
Where can people find your work if they wanted to find you?
Poopjokes.com. Just kidding. ChrisFairbanks.com. I have a schedule and
a stand-up schedule.
Yes, it's a schedule, a tour schedule.
Are you on social media that they might want to find
you?
Yeah,
I'm Instagram Chris_Fairbanks, Twitter just Chris Fairbanks. That's it.
That's awesome.
And Snapchat.
I discovered Chris myself. And at a stand-up show, and he blew me away. So I cannot recommend seeing
that
him
show.
Enough.
I thought I did so terribly. I was trying to run a set that night because there was a Comedy Central thing, and I never ran that set. I just went to the taping, and just did whatever.
No
came
way.
To my mind. But that's how I want to do stand-up.
Wow.
When you see people out there, I have to run this 7 minutes. By the time you end up doing it for the thing, you're tired of it, you know?
You told two stories. I never remember anyone's sets. You told two stories that made me laugh so hard that I still remember it today.
Oh, thanks,
it's nuts, as it was weeks ago.
I told the fishing story.
Yes, I couldn't. I almost fell off my stool laughing. Granted, I really was the only one really laughing.
Were you the only one in the
audience? Yeah, it was a weird... I was like, this isn't going well. But
it was a weird show.
That audience got turned... I think the switch went on with James Adomian. He was so good.
Yeah, he was.
That guy's funniest.
But honestly, you in my mind, you did better than him. No offense to James.
Well,
if he wants to come on the show.
Oh,
James,
boy.
But,
Cam
yeah,
is like
great.
Just it's ruining not a, our whole fan. Guest
it's
list
It's not a
future.
Contest.
It's not a contest.
Honestly, he'd probably agree.
We anyway. Have definitely had a good conversation with you, though. I really appreciate
thank
you
very
so
much.
It was a great
it's great to meet you.
It's a great birthday celebration.
A little birthday treat.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Will you hang out for like a second
sure,
longer
yeah.
and to go on our Patreon for all our listeners? If you want more, Chris, if you couldn't get enough, go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Chris,
thank
for
you
coming
very
on.
Much, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it.
May I use your bathroom?
Oh, no, you may not.
Here's a little post-show morsel, a little update of what happened once Chris Fairbanks left our apartment. Mom?
Okay, so I had what's called a tushy, which is like a bidet that you install on your toilet. And I wasn't using it because my toilet wasn't the right size. So I offered it to Chris, who
it was
promptly...
It was a parting gift that Chris was all over.
He was so excited about this. He grabbed it and ran.
So I thanked him later that night. And I said, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about squirting with us. To which he responded, of course. It's so funny. I tried to install that bidet and apparently am unable to turn off the water source. Filled my bathroom with 2 inches of water and sprayed it up my nostrils. I wish I were filming it as if I was doing a home improvement video or something. I said, no way. Were you able to get it working? He said, there's something wrong with the bypass valve coming out of the wall then going to the toilet. I can't shut off the water to the toilet, so I'm having a plumber come tomorrow. The funny thing is this will end up costing me more than getting a brand new heated toilet seat 12-level ass blaster.
I feel terrible.
That is the type of gift. You gave him a used bidet that ended up breaking his house.
I had no idea that this was going to happen.
Well, that was just a little...
It sounds like it's more about his house than it was about a faulty bidet, though, right?
I guess so.
because it was working fine for me and I gave him all the parts. So it seems like it just was not meant to be for him.
Let us know your thoughts at Yes Text Mom. I'd love to hear if you have an ass blaster and what your thoughts are on bidets.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.